It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hackers broke into the internal network of online shoe store Zappos.com and made off with information on at least 24 million customers. Zappos says the hackers got names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, and the last four digits of credit card numbers, often used for verification, but not complete credit card numbers. So what can the bad guys do with that? Chester Wisniewski of security firm Sofa says watch for email scams.
Phishing, or, you know, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is the attempt to lure you to believe that they're the organization that you have the business relationship with. So many users have probably received these types of emails pretending to be Facebook or pretending to be Hotmail, saying that their password needs to be reset and to go to a web page. And of course, if you go there, it's a pretend one that's set up to get you to enter your username and password.
And I suppose it's not out of the question for the people who actually pulled off this attack to turn around and send these saying, well, as a Zappos customer, you know there's been a hack, so you need to come to this site to verify your information.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they would do. And we've been warning users not to click links in emails, even if it appears to be the legitimate warning message from Zappos. You should just go to Zappos.com, and there's a large button in the upper right corner of the screen that allows you to reset your password without clicking any links in email.
Never click a link in an email.
Never.
Besides that, what should people do if they think they might be at risk here?
Well, limit the amount of personal information or websites that you store credit card information to begin with in case this happens to any other organizations you may do business with. And keep an eye for fraud on your credit report as usual.
Stay vigilant. Change your passwords frequently. Make them hard.
Yeah, of course. I mean, password security is a major issue. Having different passwords for each website really limits your risk. So if this, in this case, I was a Zappos customer, but I only used the password I used on Zappos there. So even if the criminals have it, they can't access any of my other accounts. And there are a lot of great free tools out there people can Google that will allow them to help do password management like that.
Chester Wisniewski from Sophos, thanks.
Thanks, John.
I Know Who You Are and I Saw What You Did is the somewhat unsettling title of a new book by law professor Lori Andrews. It's about how when you join a site like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, you're offering the world a chance to keep track of you and pass judgment, whether fair or unfair. Andrews says social networks are showing up in the legal system.
It's coming into court in all sorts of problematic ways. One injured woman sued after she had to undergo four surgeries, have pins put in her spine as a result of an accident. And the judge actually said her smiling photo on her MySpace page meant that she couldn't possibly be harmed. So our digital doppelganger is having more influence on our life than our actual physical self.
But aren't people ultimately responsible for what they say and how they portray themselves online?
Part of it is the responsibility of the person, but people don't really understand that benign things they are posting on Facebook or other social networks might have some impact against them.
Andrews proposes what she calls a social network constitution to protect certain rights.
Right to connect, free speech, right to privacy, and right to fair trial. Because amazingly, jurors are now Googling pictures of the crime scene, and some are actually posting the facts of the case on Facebook and asking their friends to vote up or down. And so you're supposed to be able to only decide cases based on the evidence you hear in the courtroom, so the defense attorney has a chance to cross-examine the witness. But now people are using social networks, Twitter and so forth, to upend the right to a fair trial.
Lori Andrews' book is I Know Who You Are and I Saw What You Did, Social Networks and the Death of Privacy. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.